Grace to you and peace in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Heraclitus, the great pre-Socratic philosopher, once said that there is nothing permanent except change. He's also the same philosopher, who said that no man can step into the same river twice, because it's not the same river, and he's not the same man. From our more recent past, most of us are probably familiar with a quote from Ben Franklin, where he wrote in his letter to Jean-Baptiste Leroy in 1789, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain, except death and taxes." Again, suggesting, as with the quotes from Heraclitus, that the very nature of life itself is change, that everything is in flux. This constant state of motion seems to be something that we can always depend upon and something of which we should expect. Well, that is, of course, unless you were raised in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, then you'll no doubt be aware that change is a four-letter word. But everywhere else, change is pretty much something that you should expect. And yet, had Ben Franklin lived in our world today, he might have added one more thing to his list of death and taxes concerning those things in life that are certain. And that is that people don't change. They may want to, they may try to, but they usually don't. We usually are who we are. That's why diets seldom work. Home exercise equipment is rarely used. And New Year's resolutions usually fail. So much as is the case that gyms oversell memberships, because they know that most of the memberships will never get used anyway. People may want to change their attitude, their beliefs, their habits, and so on, but people rarely do. In fact, so much is this the accepted belief that in 1 week, on three different occasions from three different people, this is real recently, I heard this phrase, "People don't change, not really." All of which makes our text today from the book of Acts that much more incredible. Because in Acts 9, we have recorded the story of Saul's conversion experience. A story that, had it not truly happened, no one would probably believe. For Saul's journey from unbeliever to believer was not simply a journey from a position of indifference or ignorance to the Christian faith, but it was from a position of violent opposition to the gospel to unwavering acceptance of the gospel. Whereas once Paul sought out and hunted Christians so that he might kill them, following his experience on the road to Damascus, he became the most devout and dedicated proclaimer of Jesus Christ that this world has ever known. But how could this happen? How could he have this night and day change of attitude? How could he truly turn his back on his former life and become an entirely new person? Well, he could because he met Jesus. And Jesus changes lives. And Jesus can change hearts. If he can create hearts, and he can redeem hearts, he can surely change hearts too. Which is what Jesus does when he enters a person's life. And he fills that person with his forgiveness and his love. Learning what unconditional love feels like. And being released from the weight of that guilt, the guilt of our sin, through Jesus' forgiveness. That alters our perception of ourselves and our perception of the world. And that altered perception, and of course also being filled with the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, changes people from the inside out. I've heard too many people say too many times that people can't change. And thus they give up on their marriage, that it could ever be saved. They give up on a loved one who is outside of the church ever coming to faith in Jesus. They give up on trying to resurrect or renew a relationship with their estranged sibling or parent or child or friend. They give up because they've bought into this satanic lie that people can't change. But that's exactly what it is. It's a lie of the devil, designed at making you give up on God and give up on people. Scripture informs us and reminds us that nothing is impossible with God. And that includes the changing of people's hearts and minds and lives. If Christ Jesus could change the heart of a man whose only ambition was to destroy the Christian church and turn his heart so completely that he would become the greatest apostle for Christ the world would ever know, he can change your heart, and he can change the hearts of the people that you know and love also. The love present in his death on the cross, and the power dispersed through his resurrection from the dead, is a love and a power that has not only saved and changed our lives, but it is a love and a power that can save and change anyone's life. So don't give up on people. And don't give up on God. Continue to pray and to hope and to trust that God can and will change the hearts of those people that you know whose hearts need to be changed. Changed to love. Changed to forgive. Changed to believe. If it is true, which we believe it is, that God's word does not return to him void, but accomplishes the purposes for which he sends it out, then it is imperative that we continue to be the bearers of that word, never giving up on that word, so that the word can continue to reach ears and change hearts and lives. To God be the glory. In the name of His Son, Jesus. Amen.